to Sir Christopher Wren. The first alcove contains a large photograph of a small bronze sculpture of Sir Christopher Wren. The image shows Wren's head and shoulders above an ornamental plinth, all against a pitch black background. Like all the photos in the exhibition, it is mounted on a light grey backboard that fills the alcove. The photo is almost as tall as the alcove. Please feel free to touch the rough stone ledge that marks the base of the alcove. It is made of Portland, a type of limestone that has a mottled colour resembling an old map with patches of dusty yellow, ochre and charcoal grey. The sculpture depicted in the photograph is only 13 centimetres high, but it has been enlarged to appear like a full-sized bust, almost as if we were face to face with Wren. In the image, Wren is looking to the left with his nose sharply in focus, while the rest of his face is slightly blurred and covered in shadows. His face is framed by long curly hair that falls over his shoulders. He wears an open collar and a folded neck scarf spills down to the plinth on which he is mounted. The plinth features miniature representations of some of the buildings designed by Wren, including St. Paul's Cathedral. Christopher Wren is widely recognised as England's greatest architect, but he was more than that. Like many of his peers, he had a diverse range of interests and actively explored various scientific and social questions throughout his life. Wren possessed exceptional talent and lived during a time of great collaboration and research opportunities. He was born in 1632 and experienced significant historical events such as the restoration of the English monarchy in 1660 and the emergence of the European Enlightenment. Wren's interests varied in intensity and duration. Some were merely fleeting, some he passed on to others to pursue, and some he fully mastered. In addition to his architectural achievements, Wren also left behind a lasting legacy of ideas and interests that have endured for centuries and influenced countless individuals. This exhibition features 8 individuals who have been influenced by Wren's legacy, and we will now meet 3 of them. The next stopping place is an alcove 2 metres further along the corridor, where we will explore a photograph of Fahima Hussein.